people are amazed when they see us play because we try to, the first six songs that we play, we try to have a different head vocalist that comes up, and it's like, who's the lead singer in this band, you know? So,
there's six leads. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Mattis, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM, anywhere on the internet, and 102.9 in the Franklin Mass FM radio area. In the studio today with my colleague, Frank Falvey. Frank, how are you doing today?
Well, I just came from a funeral, so I'm in a mellow mood.
You're in a mellow mood.
I'm in a mellow mood.
My condolences.
But, you know, I just sang some great songs, you know, A Closer Walk with Thee, and Vince Gill, High on a Mountain.
Oh.
That seems to be an up-and-coming standard, something like Amazing Grace,
right,
that a lot of people are just grabbing onto. I know Jim Jerica just loves that, Vince Gill loves that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got a special guest today. People may know, but we're getting into a different side of what people may know about Ryan Jetty, our recreation director.
Thank you for having me today.
It's good. And clearly, we've already talked, and we did recently a talk, Franklin, focusing on recreation, et cetera. We included music in that about the weather.
That's right.
It was interesting.
That's right. That's right.
But Porch Fest is coming, and your band, you're part of a band that's playing.
That's right. June 1st, 2024, from 12 to 6. We have 52 bands that are playing on 37 porches in the downtown area. So hopefully everybody can come out and make it and see their favorite band. They're maybe 1 hour to 2 hour sets each band, and
right,
we'll alternate it so that we're not battling of the bands across the street from each other. But a lot of work, and you know, John Lopresti's done an amazing job pulling it all together, because I know there's a lot of volunteers that are involved. So.
Sure. Yeah, and I was thinking when we were talking before, the analogy was trying to pick the bands and the stages. It's almost like the worst case on like planning for a wedding.
Yeah.
This can be here, this can be here, this can't be here, because
it's a giant jigsaw puzzle, moving people around, making sure you accommodate people's schedules, because there are people that are playing in multiple bands, so you have to make sure that you rotate them around. Yeah, Matt Zajac is one of those
guys.
And Bill Donovan as well. We try to move those guys around so we didn't overlap.
Sure.
Yeah.
The other thing, let me clarify right away, is it's not just bands. It is solo performances. It's choral performances.
Yep.
It is jazz masters.
Yep.
Orchestra. Teachers at Bentley College.
Yep.
In fact, the organist and piano player at our church is going to start Bentley College in this fall. And I think she's playing somewhere.
Okay.
In one of the fests.
Sure.
So the variety,
the spectrum of music scheduled for the performance is amazing.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So let's somehow they can go onto the internet and see who's playing where.
Yes.
Yep.
We'll include the links in the show notes. It's franklinporchfest.info.
Yep.
For the main page, and then there's a specific schedule, and then it also gives a little bio of all the performers.
Yeah, the website is fantastic. They did a great job. And the guy who did the website, he does, I believe, like 22 other towns' Porch Fest websites, so they all kind of, they're in the same genre.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
So
I was totally amazed, and would have never believed, how many towns and communities in Massachusetts have Porch Fest.
Correct.
Yep. And have had it for years.
Right.
Yep.
And it's finally coming here, so that's good.
Inaugural season, so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. Hopefully we have the weather on our side.
Yes.
And if they don't, then we have June 2nd will be the rain day.
So the Sunday would be the rain day.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Any idea how this idea happened to germinate in Franklin?
Well, I think the Cultural Council has been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Cultural District, I think. That's what John Lopresti is.
Yep.
Cultural Council may have mentioned it. There are two different groups.
That's
they do coordinate,
yep.
but I think John, in particular, at least from my conversations with him, he's been to a couple of the other places, and he said, let's try and bring this here.
Several members on the committee have made it a habit to visit other Porch Fest locations, so it's going to be fun. Somerville just had theirs, I think, the week before.
I was going to say, because some of the pictures in the Globes, those streets were, like, packed.
I don't think that they have the luxury of, like Franklin does, where we can spread it out as much. Sure. You know, they were kind of battling right across the street from each other, and the streets were packed. They had to close the roads down. So we're hopeful that everybody will behave and use crosswalks and sidewalks and use the parking lots. I mean, we've really done a pretty good job of putting all the rules and the frequently asked questions. So if anybody has any questions, they can go to the website. There's parking clearly mapped out. We've got restroom locations all over town. As you mentioned, the maps and all that stuff. So we've been in communication with the Franklin Police and the Fire Department, the DPW.
And you've taken into consideration putting up separate handicap signs?
Yep, there'll be handicap parking, which is clearly mapped out as well on the website. On the Common and the Manor parking lot, the Senior Center has parking. Dean College has given us two lots that have plenty of handicap parking. So we're pretty confident that we've thought of everything.
Yeah, and I think there's a stage at the library which has handicap. There's a stage at the Historical Museum which has handicap. I believe Intermission.
That's correct.
Cafe of the school.
Yep.
Also has handicap there.
And they're doing a full day of music.
They've got all their entire performers set up to go through
it's
that.
It's going to be great.
The School of Performing Arts is doing it 12 to 6 with their people?
Just with their folks.
And FSPA, faculty, students, and alumni.
And where will that stage actually be?
I believe it's in the back.
So behind the front on 38 Main, the Intermissions Cafe behind has a little stage right there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a raised platform. They've used it outdoor during actually the Strawberry Stroll, and I think Oktoberfest have done things out there.
Yep.
So now they're going to be using it as well as to introduce people. Oh, wait a minute, there's a cafe here? I can get coffee and food or whatever.
Yep.
Or applause, you can get some gelato.
That's right.
Are we having any food trucks anywhere?
No. We're trying to encourage the participants to utilize all the downtown businesses. Birchwood Bakery is going to be a special location as well, where they have bands, and we really want to bring business to the downtown area.
I know this might be a little off the subject, but Tri-County has a food truck.
I've reached out to them already about our concerts on the Common as well.
Have you?
I don't believe they're operating during the summer months yet. I think it's only during school.
As I recall from following them on social, you may have certainly seen more in person with them, but they just got the truck.
Right.
And that's part of their culinary program, which unfortunately during the summer.
Right.
I don't know if they've planned for that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be out in a couple of weeks, so I don't think that they're going to be available.
Are they going to be outside of the Tri-County grounds or just on the grounds?
They do plan on moving it around, but it's just arrived. They're still figuring out exactly what they're going to do come like next school year, I would assume.
Okay.
We'll tap into them, though. Believe me, we use Tri-County for a lot of things. We have them making picnic tables.
Because I go up there as often as I can.
Yeah, Jerry's Place.
Jerry's Place is a wonderful place.
Hidden gem of a restaurant.
It really is. And talk about background music. I think they have some of the nicest background music while you're reading that I've heard. And I know the fellow that's in charge of the food truck. I thought he was indicating it's pretty nearly complete that day. I think they actually have kids now, kind of cooking or...
That's right.
Yeah.
Trying.
It is right, huh?
Yeah, they weren't ready quite this summer. I already reached out to them, but hopefully by next summer we'll have them on the Common for the concerts on the Common. And if Porch Fest decides that we're going to go that route, we'll use them for that as well.
So, do you know some of the other... First of all, talk about your group. And what does your group play? And you mentioned you have some... original music?
Yeah, we've got a couple original songs that we've, one of the band members wrote himself, very good song. But yeah, I'm in a band called South Street Six. I'm one of six members. I'm the newest member, actually. I've been there 10 years, but they go way back. The other five members in the band went to Boston College together. They all sang a cappella in the Bostonians, which is their in-school band. And they're fantastic vocalists, so you guys will really enjoy them.
As I remember, they competed nationally for some honor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
the
they acapella. Did. Yes, yes, they're very good. So you'll have to give us a listen. We're playing at 5 o'clock on the Common that day, so it'll be fun.
And what instruments do you play?
Well, we have two acoustic guitar players. We have a bass player. We all kind of move around, and I play the percussion, and we all move around and share instruments, so it's pretty interesting because you've got six vocalists in the band, and everybody kind of, you know, I go up and sing, and Renee comes back and plays the drum, and, you know, Jeff moves over here. And,
song by song, whoever can do the best for that particular delivery, whatever.
A lot of people are amazed when they see us play because we try to, the first six songs that we play, we try to have a different... head vocalist that comes up, and it's like, who's the lead singer in this band, you know? So
there's six leads.
We have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you've been around for more than 10 years, and I've been seeing through the socials, you play in some other places fairly local. You just had a gig at La Cantina in their new gigs.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago we played at La Cantina. That was their kind of grand opening for bands, and we had a great night. It was busy, real busy. We played at Avellina over in Millis last weekend.
Yep.
And then the week after Porch Fest, we'll be playing at Patriot Place on the outdoor stage.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, right outside of Splitsville and Citizen Crust and Bar Louie, right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a few performances coming up. We also play at the Chieftain Pub. I think we've got one at the brewery in Milford later down the road. I think Bob and Anna want us to come back to La Cantina later this summer.
Sure.
We're going to try to play as much as we can. We all have daytime jobs. And
this is the side gig.
Yeah, we don't do this for a career. This is more for fun, you know?
Definitely. You got to have some fun.
But there's a heck of a lineup of talent for Porch Fest this
year. Before you on the Common, if I recall, that's when the school district has the school bands, et cetera. But then they also added a community element, which will be interesting because they asked for alumni and or community members who either wanted to play an instrument or sing in a particular performance. So I think there were two rehearsals, and then they're going to perform.
They want to have as many singers as they can for that day. So it'll be good. It'll start at 12 o'clock, and you know, I'm just looking at the lineup here for 12 o'clock. You've got, you know, obviously FSPA will be playing at intermission, but you've got Garden of Heden, which has, you know, Matt Zajac in that band, Grey Cats, Jamie Barrett, who's a school teacher at Remington. So he'll be playing, and Mark Laguerre, and, you know, Musical Memories with John and Linda, and Sound, Son of Sound. Those are, you know, it feels like we've got 6 to 8 bands every hour starting on the hour. So it's going to be a lot of music.
Yeah, I know, just from a recording perspective from the studio, I don't think there's a way we've got enough people to be and record everything.
No,
there's too much going on.
There's 37 porch locations, so that would be a miracle if you could get it all recorded. I know Beth is hosting. She's hosting
right on Main Street.
On Main Street. So it looks like she's got three. I think she's got three performers there, so that'll be fun.
Is there some teachers that teach at Brookley, I understand? Could you give where they're playing and what they play?
I believe Kay Kelly's band is also playing.
I thought she might be here. I thought she already had kind of a She Grooves prior booking.
Okay.
But
it looks like she's on for 39 Union Street
right
at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So it's not her She Grooves piece, but she is participating.
Yeah, it looks like Inover is the band name. Mm-hmm. Kay Kelly with Inover, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Do you know what she plays?
I'm not sure what she's playing in this band. She's
mostly a vocalist.
Yeah, she's got a heck of a voice, so that'll be fun.
Right.
But this is like a who's who of Metro West music.
Eaton Nisbet's in there.
Yep,
I think
that's
so,
correct.
Right.
Yep.
He's a guitarist of par excellence.
Yeah. The O Trio is very good. They play a lot. They're over at Three Restaurant.
Yep.
Very good. So it's just a lot of good bands. The Pub Kings, as you know, mm-hmm. Ray and those guys, they're tremendous. So
right.
We're looking forward to it. Touch of Grey, he's a Dean lacrosse coach.
Okay.
So they'll be great. I mean, there's just a lot of good talent. So
I think our state rep, Jeff Roy, has a stage somewhere in there.
That's right. Yeah. I can't exactly see where Jeff is. Is he at Best Porch? Okay.
I don't recall what time.
Yeah, that's at 12:30 at 164 Main Street with Ben Gardner's boat.
Right.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Dom DeBadges is playing at 1 o'clock at mm-hmm. 18 Lincoln Street. So
sure.
There's something for everyone. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great day. And I'm sure this will evolve over time. You know, this is going to only grow. 52 bands the first
the
year is pretty good. So, yeah. Yeah, the committee has done such a fantastic job. I mean, at these meetings, they have got every little detail down. And if you could have seen the night we organized all the bands and we were, you know, shuffling them here and
mm-hmm.
there. No, you can't play them there because there's a band across the street that's going, you know, half an hour overlap. So let's move them over here. So, yeah, they did a tremendous job.
And the concept, I just am blown away by the concept that none of these bands are getting any money.
Right.
None of the people that are hosting them are getting any money.
Right.
Nope.
Right?
It sounds like Franklin of Franklin, that people are just contributing
right.
to the community, and they're doing this all over Massachusetts. Franklin, Kentucky is having it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I was so unaware of.
Yeah. It certainly has been spreading around quite a bit, and we've known, particularly through some tragic events, Franklin certainly is a community that steps up. And to see that in this kind of a, free-for-all, really,
correct, yeah.
for
yeah.
a cultural thing, that's also heartening, absolutely.
Yep, yep. We're hoping next year to involve Dean College more. I think it was a lot, you know, given it was our first year.
Right.
And they just had commencement this past weekend.
Right.
It was a lot for them to pull together, staff to stay, you know, to be on campus. So hopefully next year we can get their involvement, because I think they've got a lot of neat facilities around campus
mm-hmm.
that we could put bands on and
sure.
have a good time with it.
Yeah, and the date itself might just have to change because June, they're not available
right.
generally in terms of the student population. To have that 1,000 people and add their voices
yeah.
and talents,
yeah.
either in call it a September, October, or April, May time period, that
right,
would
right.
be fun.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to it. In terms of music, that South Street 6 you had asked about my band, we've got 114 songs that we play, so we kind of run the gamut between a lot of female vocalists. Obviously, we've got two females in the band that are tremendous singers, so
mm-hmm.
We can play anything from Matchbox 20, Tina Turner, John Cougar Mellencamp, the Doobie Brothers, the Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, Zac Brown Band, Taylor Swift, Pink, Black Crows. I mean, I could go
on
and on.
That's a gambit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you've got that, that many voices
that helps.
In the band, it really does help,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, yeah. And that wide of range of interest.
Correct, yeah.
Really is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it should, that I would think gives you an enable, so you can go into an event, an occasion, whichever bar or place you're at, and then really read the crowd in terms of what they're responding to, and then just kind of like play with them.
We have to do that, because some of the venues we play at are restaurants that have, you know, dinner going on,
sure.
and you don't want to go in there with a heavy rock and roll.
Yeah.
So we've got to kind of dial it back, and we know, like, our first set, you know, might start at 7 o'clock, and people are having dinner, and you want to be a little bit respectful
mm-hmm.
of that, too,
sure.
and then
yeah.
save those rockers for, like, the last set,
yeah.
you know, a 9
yeah.
o'clock
yeah.
hour.
Yeah. yeah.
When they're ready to work
yeah.
off the dinner.
That's right. That's right.
The variety of the arts in Franklin, and I keep throwing out, please, someone in the arts community, come down here and do a radio program on Franklin arts. We need to find someone, okay, that can cover the from the music to the sculpture to the library. We have so much going on in the arts. We need to film it or have someone tie it together every week, or at least read the on the internet. I get once a week on Wednesdays the arts calendar.
Well, we you know, Corey just came on, and she's going to do tremendous things. She's already hit the ground running.
Well, you know, I'd really encourage her. She's been down to the studio and has done some interviews here. And she's amazing. Yeah. She's talented. She has the ability. And we need someone to encourage her or work with her on doing either TV or radio to tie all this together.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because the other piece, and since it's happening after, we use it as a teaser, but I also had an interview with a conductor and a composer. We're going to have a world premiere of an opera here in Franklin, June 9th.
Oh, that's going to be neat.
June 9th
at the Universalist Church. Wait a minute, a world premiere of an opera here in Franklin? Yes, it's going to happen. And best of all, because of its cultural district, it's free. So, yeah, stay tuned. There's more coming, including the interview.
Wow.
Perfect.
Wow. That is so great.
Yeah.
And of course, the summer program on the Common, usually to begin with, is a picnic and a family-orientated, young family-orientated program. And then a little more adult music later on.
Yeah.
But that has for years... been an outstanding program.
Right. And I think now you're coordinating with the farmers market. Tying Friday much nicer together. So somebody could spend, you know, hours.
Yeah, we took this over, I believe it was 5 years ago now. Yeah. And they had it on Wednesday nights, and they did a terrific job with it. A lot of volunteer effort and donations that they were taking in. They had asked the town to take it over. They didn't want to see it go, you know, go to the wayside. So we took it, moved it to Friday nights, thinking it'd be a nice way to kick off the weekend and do it in conjunction with the farmers market. So they're there 2 to 6 at the farmers market. We kind of come in around 3:30 in the afternoon. We have food trucks and we do an acoustic performance during the day, and then it's from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. We have a full band. And the food trucks stay right up until 8 o'clock. And then on a few of those Fridays, we'll have a movie night as well from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night.
Families,
yeah. And then this particular year, we decided the very last weekend, we're going to have a big party down at Beaver Pond on the turf field, like a kids' night. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a giant inflatable movie screen, and we'll have we have a band. We have a barbecue truck coming down, all kinds of things going on the turf, lawn games and stuff. Mm-hmm. We have the girls from the Franklin Children's Museum are going to come down and bring their activities.
Their mobile museum.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. So that's August 28th. That'll be the last Friday of the summer. So,
Ryan, am I correct? You're the first person that started teaching guitar to the veterans?
No, not me.
Not you?
Not me.
Okay.
It was either Heath or Jamie. I think those were amongst the first.
Probably. Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah. You don't want me teaching anybody. I know how to play a little bit, but I'm not that good.
Yeah. Heath, Jamie, and I believe that group is still going. That was quite a thing.
Yep. But if I could, I mean, I can't say enough about the committee, the Porch Fest committee. Field trips on Saturdays, you know, walking around the downtown area, taking pictures of each porch location, interviewing those property owners to make sure that they were okay with us using. There's just been a lot that has gone into this event.
Well, let's give recognition to the committee.
Yeah.
Who's on the committee?
So the committee consists of John Lopresti is our chair. Carolyn Hammer, Karen Kearns, Susan Rohrbach, myself, Roberta Trahan, and Beth Whirling.
Yeah, that's a good group.
Yeah.
A lot of familiar faces. And it's on the one hand, while everybody's come together, there's also folks that, I mean, those folks are involved in every other thing anyway. So.
Yeah. There's a lot of knowledge on that board right there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, good. Well, thank you for taking time to share a little bit of the insights in terms of Porch Fest and then best wishes in terms of your own performance.
Thank you.
As you close that day.
Yeah, I would just encourage everybody to check out our social media pages. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram.
Right.
We have the website, which you've already mentioned. It's porchfest.info.
Yep.
And you can check out the schedule there for the 12 to 6 performance on June 1st. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, and I'll challenge you to try and figure out how to optimize and get the maximum number of bands within those hours. It'll be curious to see how many people can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some learning from this year, but it is our first year, and we'll just continue to get better.
Great.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us today for this, Frank.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for Ryan Jetty coming down here out of his rehearsal time. I understand that's always a problem, getting everyone when you have 6 people
that's
together.
Correct.
Coordinating the schedule, for sure.
Yep. Yes.
And a quick reminder to the listeners, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.